buddy. How you doing? This is Chris. This is episode 47 of the Libertarian Republican podcast. Thank you again for joining me. I am somewhere in the abandoned post-apocalyptic wasteland of 2022 America. And speaking of the apocalypse, this is about the Ukraine and war with Russia. Hey, that'll be great. Look, we have to understand that war with Russia, let me just start off by saying that Donald Trump, for all of his faults, for all of his annoyingness, Donald Trump wanted to have a peaceful relationship with Russia. You know, I mentioned this in episode, I think it was episode 30, the Trump episode. Donald Trump understood that war is bad. It's bad for the American people. It's bad for the average person. It's good, it's only good for the ruling class and for the military-industrial complex. You know, it's only good for the people who make their money off of war and off of spying and surveillance and reconnaissance and the politicians who gain more prestige with their important tense meetings. But the average American has to pay the bills, and the average American has to send their sons and daughters off to die and to kill. So it's not good for the average American. And Donald Trump understood that. And that's why he wanted to have a peaceful, cooperative relationship with Russia. And Joe Biden doesn't. That's all there is to it. The Washington ruling class, and I've talked about this in the Trump episode, how that's why they had to destroy Trump. That's why they had to drive him out of town. That's why they had to completely make up the whole Russia hoax, Russia collusion hoax. They had to, you know, these are so many people in Washington will have to go out into the real world and get real jobs if Russia isn't the big bad boogeyman anymore. They don't want to do that. You know, these are horrible people we're dealing with here. And Joe Biden is the president for those horrible people. Joe Biden is the president, not for you, not for the American people. Joe Biden is the president for the ruling class. Joe Biden is the president for Lockheed Martin and Raytheon and, you know, the military-industrial complex and the top brass at the Pentagon who want to, you know, have more important meetings and get more have parades and want to move troops around around the world like pawns on a chessboard. You know, they're not. He is not the party. He is not the president for the troops who are going to have to die in Ukraine or some who knows where else. You know, this is a long history. There's a long history of this of presidents serving. They exist to serve the Washington ruling class and not the American people. You know, Ukraine has been at the center of this anti-Russian movement, essentially, in Washington ever since the end of the Cold War. I mean, even during the Cold War, you know, the strategic importance of the Black Sea and of the Ukraine, of Crimea, you know, the control of the Black Sea. Look at Turkey. Turkey's our one of our really important allies. Why? Because they control the Dardanelles, they control the Bosporus, the in and out access to the Black Sea. So Turkey can do anything they want. We let them do whatever they want, and because we need them. And you know, if we can peel the Ukraine away from Moscow, and bring NATO to Russia's doorstep and control the Black Sea, that would be devastating to Russia's national defense, national security, essentially. And look, the problem is it's also just completely unnecessary. Russia is not a threat. They're not a threat to us. They're not a threat to Europe. They're not a threat to anybody. And we have worked very hard to try to peel the Ukraine away from Russia and push NATO to Russia's doorstep. And look, I'm not saying that Putin is a great guy, but he understands that this is aggression, okay? We are the aggressors here. I mean, this is not justifiable. We are not justified in doing this, in trying to push NATO all the way into the Ukraine and try to get Ukraine into NATO. Russia is not, we can't say, well, we got to contain the Russian threat, because there is no Russian threat. It's a total horse shit. So I think it's really important for us to understand that this is not about the American people. This is not about what's good for the American people. This whole potential war over the Ukraine is not about what is good for the American people. It's about what is good for the Washington ruling class, for the military-industrial complex, the military contractors. You know, it used to be that the left understood all that. But the left has left the left, okay? The left is no longer anti-war. The left is no longer skeptical of, you know, the Democrat Party is no longer skeptical of government. They're no longer skeptical of defense contractors. And this is why, look, this is why they had to destroy Trump, because Trump was. Trump, you know, I think he tried to play nice with these people. He tried to sort of play both sides, saying I'm a big fan of the military, and he it's okay to be a big fan of the military, the people who actually do the fighting and the dying. But it's the leadership, who the ones who are going to send those troops to fight and die and kill for no good reason. So I think, you know, during the Soviet Union, that was a totally legit threat. The Soviet Union was legitimately trying to dominate the world. They were trying to conquer the world. I mean, there's no doubt that they were imperialists. They were very dangerous and ruthless. But once the Cold War ended and the Soviet Union crumbled, that's it. That it's over. That threat is over. We don't even need NATO anymore. NATO was originally set up to counter the Soviet threat. Well, the Soviet threat is gone. Why do we still have NATO? And why are we still trying to even expand NATO? It's ridiculous. But you have to, who stands to gain from expanding NATO? You know, these people don't have anything else to do. The people in Washington, a lot of them, they don't have anything else to do. This is all they do. Their job is to monitor and counter the Russian threat. And if there is no Russian threat, they'd have to go get jobs, you know, at like a Subway or, you know, Kohl's, someplace like that. They don't want to do that. They don't want to do that. So you are paying them probably, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, maybe not hundreds of thousands, but you're paying them really well in salaries and benefits to do something that you don't need them to be doing. That's what we're doing. That's so much of the American federal government is just a bunch of people doing stuff that nobody needs them to be doing. And this is an example of that. So it's important to see that who is Joe Biden the president for? Is he your president? Is he the president for the American people? Does he understand? You know, Trump understood that when two countries have a peaceful trading relationship, it is a mutually beneficial relationship, and everybody's better off, except the politicians and the bureaucrats and the military leaders who have nothing now, that have nothing to do. So that. you got to understand, and that should be our message. You know, our message should be, we're the party, the Republican Party is the party of the people. We're the party who wants the American people to be prosperous and safe. And we want a world of peace and free markets and trade between countries. We understand that war is bad for the average American who has to pay the bills and do the dying. But Joe Biden and the Democrats are not the party for the American people. They're the party for the ruling class. That should be our message. And you know, if there are some principled leftists left, which I'm not sure. I mean, there are a couple. There's, you know, guys like Glenn Greenwald and I don't know. I don't even know if there's any more than that. Maybe Tulsi Gabbard is one. If there are any other principled leftists out there, we can bring them in. We can convince them. You know, that should be our message. Peace. Peaceful trading relationships create a mutually beneficial world, a world where everybody, it's in everybody's best interest to just to have peaceful trade. Everybody's economies will improve. You know, war is terrible for the average person. War is terrible war is very destructive. You know, and it takes money that you could use that money to buy a new car, but instead you got to pay and buy war bonds, you know? So, and war is a great opportunity for governments to just print more money and even further devalue our dollars. So, look, this is a no-brainer for me. This should be our message. The Republican message should be a message of peace and economic cooperation and prosperity. And we have to understand that we have to turn the American people against the ruling class, against the politicians. And I know that there are a lot of Republican politicians who don't want the American people to turn against them. And so those politicians either need to turn over a new leaf and realize which way the wind is blowing, or we need to destroy those politicians, get them out of there, and replace them. Because if you are going to be a pro-Washington, pro-ruling class kind of a politician, we don't want you. So, and I think that's a big part of what the MAGA movement is, really. You know, that's the MAGA movement. It's a movement of the working class people, the people who pay the bills, the people who pay the taxes, the people whose sons and daughters fight and die in the wars. And it doesn't mean, of course, it doesn't mean we don't want a strong military. Of course we want a strong military. But we want that military to be focused on defending America, not pushing NATO, an organization like NATO that doesn't even have, expanding an organization like NATO that doesn't even have any real reason for existing anymore. So, all right, that's it. That's episode 47. As always, if you like this podcast, give me some good ratings on iTunes. You can check me out on Podbean. I'm on Spotify now. I'm all over the place, everywhere. So, I'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye.